Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur, the show which reveals the fears, habits, and inner battles behind big-name entrepreneurs and those on their way to joining them. Now here is your host, John Naster.
Hey, this is Hack the Entrepreneur, and welcome. If this is your first time listening to the show, I'm glad you're here. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I appreciate you being here, and I hope to be better today than I was last time. All right, let's get into it. Back in 2010, my guest and a friend started to build guides about online bingo with the goal of ranking them in Google. By 2012, they had reached some significant numbers, but they wanted to build a company with lots of employees, but they had no idea how to do that. Well, let's just say they figured it out. On 11th of February, 2016, my guest's 28th birthday, his company went public in Sweden, and he made $15 million that day. In early 2018, he started a new company by spending $1 million on a domain. This was great.com. And with it, he aims to build the next generation of charity by making as much money as possible and giving it all away. Now, let's hack Eric Bergman. If you visited my site, then you know it's the center of my online presence. I like to think it reflects who I am and what I stand for. Over the past 3.5 years, it's also gone through tens, if not hundreds, of iterations. But one thing has always stayed consistent. That's that I use WordPress.com. Because it gives me freedom and flexibility to share my voice, my work, and my way. Do you want to sell stuff? Yeah, of course. WordPress offers powerful e-commerce options, from a simple and effective buy button to a complete online store. Oh yeah, and plans start at just $4 a month and include a custom domain so you can get the site name exactly the way you want it. Get started today with 15% off any new plan purchase. Here's how. Go to wordpress.com/hack to create your website. That's wordpress.com/hack for 15% off a brand new website. Once again, that's wordpress.com/hack. We are back with another episode of Hack the Entrepreneur. And today we have a special guest, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, John. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, me too. Been looking forward to this, and I'm happy we got to sit down. So let's just jump straight into it.
Sounds good.
Eric, as an entrepreneur, can you tell me what is the one thing that you do that you feel has been the biggest contributor to your successes so far?
Wow, that's a big question. Really good one. I would say that my biggest asset is that I'm a doer. I don't think too much, and I usually just jump straight into whatever thing popped up to my head. So I don't overanalyze it. I just go for it, which is both one of my greatest assets and my worst qualities as well, I would say. It has led to quite a few mistakes, but it's also led to quite a few successes.
Yeah. So is this something that I guess is inherent within you? Like, you've always been like this? Usually this is something that I think school systems and parents try and get out of a kid. Like, Eric, stop just jumping into things, but you got to think about stuff first.
Yeah, I mean, the society says that you should think about things first. It probably makes sense. I think I've always been this way. I think that's a lot of it is thanks to my brother. He's been this way. He's 3 years older than me, and he used to jump straight into things, and I just followed along, and then I just kept doing the same thing. So I'll put the blame on him for the good ones, and I'll take all the credit for the good ones.
Fair enough. So how long at this point, or how many businesses have you ran?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I've been doing a lot of different things within online marketing. So at the end of the day, they all kind of came in under the same umbrella. But it's been maybe 10 different things that then merged into one.
Which they merged.
So it depends on how you look at it.
So they merged into Katina?
Yeah, exactly. So it started out with a bingo affiliation, and then we started doing marketing for all kinds of different products, which was, some of them had different ownership structures. Some of them was me and the same guy who founded everything. And then we merged everything to under one umbrella and took on investors. So it was kind of a lot of different things that came into one.
Did you say bingo affiliations?
Yeah, that's how it all started.
So like affiliate marketing for bingo?
Yeah, well, actually, I started out with affiliate marketing for poker because I was a professional poker player. And as a professional poker player, you pay like $2,000 to $10,000 a month in fees to the poker sites. And then you can get what's called rake back. So it means that you get about 50% of this back. And I got a really good deal with my poker site that I was playing on. And then I got other people onto that deal. So I became an affiliate without even knowing about the word affiliate. So they got the same kind of deal, and I took a few percentage cut in between. And that site had just launched their sister brand, mariabingo.com, which was the first big bingo site, at least in Scandinavia. I actually think they were the first ones in the world to really manage to do something great. And my affiliate manager said that, hey, Eric, you should try this out. Bingo is the future. And I was like, bingo? Really? Are you sure about this? That sounds really dull, man. But we gave it a try, and it turned out really well for us. So that was the first real step that became Catena, I would say, the first affiliate thing that we got to grow quite significantly.
So for people listening, like, everybody sort of, I think, has an idea of what, like, affiliating is. Like, I mean, we've all heard, like, oh, get an Amazon link and make 0.1% of a sale. But I think you are on a different scale and sort of thinking of it. So can you explain, like, what is affiliate marketing?
Well, affiliate marketing is basically commission-based marketing. And when I speak about it, it's usually ties into online. You can do this offline as well, but for me, it's always been about online. And it's very closely tied together with search engine optimization. So basically how to rank high up in Google. So what we used to do, or still does for that matter, is that we work to advertise product. Catena is mainly working with casino. So for example, we collect all the different casino bonuses and everything you need to know about that. And we get the list in with all of that information to make it very easy to compare for everyone. And we rank high up on a keyword like casino bonus. And based on those lists, then people find us, they go to the casinos, and we get a commission, which is usually about 25% of the profit of that player over time. So it's a lot more per player than you can get from an Amazon link. On the other hand, there's a lot fewer people playing casino than it is buying stuff on Amazon.
Right, but I guess it's the same concept.
Yeah, it's exactly the same concept. And to me, it's the best business model in the world, because you don't need to put in much effort yourself. Someone else is having the, if you do the Amazon, for example, someone else needs to ship the product, someone else needs to, well, have the product, deal with the transaction, deal with the returns, deal with all of these things. Someone else needed to design the product to start with. The only thing the affiliate does is to compare some products, to get some information and find the actual buyer. So I think that in terms of how much money you can earn from it compared to the workload and the responsibility, or whatever word you choose for it, I think it's a very well-paid thing to do.
So maybe this is where a lot of people, I think, misunderstand it, Eric, and maybe you can shed some light on it. But I think people think of it like, well, I mean, these people start these sites, I've heard about somebody, they make $400 a month off affiliate marketing. And it's like, oh, okay, I mean, it's nice. They don't have to work an extra day and they make the same amount of money. But I think the scale of magnitude goes insanely higher, does it not?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you look at it, the biggest affiliates in the world are the travel affiliates. And that's like bookings.com, hotels.com, and these guys. They're affiliates as well. They do nothing else than providing a customer to a hotel, and they take 30% of the cut in between. And that's an affiliate. So the scale and the magnitude is more or less infinite. And I think that it's a brilliant way to start if you're an entrepreneur, because you can aim for the $400 a month. And that's actually a really sweet way to start. because you don't need to put in any money. You can build a website from basically nothing today with Wix or any other of the free tools out there. And you can start without any prior knowledge. The only money that me and Emil put into this when we founded the business was $10 for the domain name. That's the only money that I've ever put into this business.
So if this was 10 years prior and you guys were starting completely from scratch, maybe the bingo market isn't as good anymore, and you say you wanted to make that $400, where would you go to start?
In 10 years ago or today?
Like, how would you choose? Like today, like, you know everything you know now, though, but you're starting from scratch, except you don't have the resources that you do and all that, but you want to just start today. Where would you go look for these even opportunities?
I would start with asking myself the question, what kind of products do I enjoy? I mean, what am I interested in? Because I started with poker and I loved poker. So I had no problems hanging out in all the poker forums and talking to all the poker people and gathering information about this. So if you love traveling, for example, which is probably an easy way to start, and let's say your favorite destination then is the Bahamas, then I think it would be great to just build a small guide about hotels in Bahamas and actually just review those, find pictures, do something about it. And you can just partner up with hotels.com. So you only need to partner up with one partner. And you can do that through various systems out there. And all you need to do then is be ranking a little bit on Google for keywords around hotels in Bahamas. And you can choose a lot smaller destination than Bahamas to start with. If you're from a small place in Canada, start with that place, and you can actually provide valuable information and you can learn about it. And it's not going to be that hard to earn $400 a month if you put some effort into it.
Wow. So start blogging about where you're from or where you...
Basically start blogging. My girlfriend does this about Malta. So she started blogging about Malta when we first moved here. And she does it in Swedish. And so she created a website which was originally a blog. And I told her, you're not allowed to blog unless you make money from it, because it takes too much time. And she smiled and she said, okay, then you need to teach me. So I taught her. And now she runs a website which is called altomalta.com, which means everything about Malta in Swedish. And she makes, say like $600 a month or something. And she used to spend quite a bit of time on it, but not that much. It's only information about Malta. And it's in Swedish. So if someone did it in English, there would be possibly a lot more money to be made. Obviously more competition as well, but a lot more money to be made.
Wow. I love it. I love it. So you guys started with just affiliating, and then you built up Katina. You took on funding. I believe you sold half the equity in the company to investors.
Yes.
And then...
Yeah, so we...
Oh, can you explain it?
Yeah, I mean, we did affiliation for everything we could come up with, me and my childhood friend, Emma. So we did this for business cards, for printing photos, for insurances, hotels, fashion, for everything we could come up with. Basically, what we learned was, how does Google works and how can we get anything to rank high up in search engines? And then we partnered up with it actually wasn't even an investment company at the time, because we were their first investor, their first investment. And they came from the gambling industry. So they came from casino, and they wanted to partner up with someone who knew the marketing side of it to start doing affiliation for casinos. So we sold half the business to those guys in 2012. And then we took all the energy that we previously spent on tons of different projects, basically focus everything into casino. And then we started to take all the money that we made to reinvest it into the business and to acquisitions. So we started buying up a lot of different properties out there. And this was in 2013, we started with the acquisition side of things. And basically from that, it just snowballed bigger and bigger. And in 2016, we did an IPO in Sweden. So we took the company public and raised a lot more money and basically kept doing the same thing.
Wow. You went public in 2016?
Yeah, so 2.5 years ago.
Wow. And then you got out of the company somewhere in there, did you not?
Yeah, I'm still a big shareholder, but I lost the passion for it a year and a half ago, maybe, something like that. It got too big for, I want to get my hands dirty, kind of, and not being focused too much on investor relations and politics within a big company. Yeah, so I lost the passion for it like a year and a half ago. I kept working until New Year's, so like 8-9 months ago. And since then, I've been thinking about the next thing to do, which is going to be great.com. So it's going to be a very similar project. It's going to be affiliation with a big, big difference that I want to build this for the long term and I want to give away all the profits. So it's going to be what we call the next generation charity, basically a company which is just like any other company, but with a big difference that all the profits will be donated simply because I feel that it brings me a lot more value in life to be able to contribute than I need money anymore.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about this. Great.com is sort of the next generation of Eric Bergman, I'm going to say.
Yeah, let's go with that.
And the Great.com itself, the website at this point, there isn't a whole ton on it, but there is one page on there that I believe where you say, yeah, I guess it's probably your about page. And it's like, I'm really, really good at making money. And to me, it's bold. And it's also, it's everything I think that I guess I'm trying to get my head around great.com because there's not a lot of information out there yet. It's a very new project, but I love this really, really good at making money. And then also sort of tying it to the greater good.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's basically it. I've had my life around money since I was a kid. Money was always very important to me. In school, I was the kid who had less money than all the other kids, and that made money even more important to me. And then I got to a point where I thought I had reached all my goals. I got shitloads of money at age of 28, and I just ended up feeling empty. It felt like, okay, was this all there was? And I've been focusing, every day was about money until that point. And I love money in many ways, but it didn't do at all for me what I was hoping for that it would. So then I kept looking into all these different projects. What can money actually mean instead? How can I do something with this that brings me this feeling of satisfaction that I'm looking for? And it was when I started to give to different projects, involving myself, where it actually makes a big difference. And I felt like, wow, this is what I've been looking for. This is where I feel that it's really valuable and where I actually feel meaning with everything. And my idea from the beginning was to start involving myself and setting up regular charity projects. So I looked into a lot of different ones like that, building an orphanage, creating a school, donating to medicine, all of these different things. And I felt like this is not where my qualities get the best value. I don't know anything about how to start an orphanage. I don't know anything about how to build a school. But I know a lot about how businesses work and how online marketing works. So I figured that the best use of my time is actually not to be in Africa myself trying to help people, but rather trying to come up with a way to fund all of these different projects that are amazing but are underfunded. So the best way for me then would be to use the skill of money, which I feel that I've mastered quite a lot, and just be really good at making it, but keep giving everything away.
What is it that makes you really, really good at making money?
Wow, that's another good question. I think that I'm very determined in many ways, but I'm also very good at understanding people and what people want. I'm good at inspiring people to get them dedicated to a purpose that they might not really have understood that they cared about. So I think I'm good at getting people towards the same goal. And when it comes to SEO and all of these things, it's a lot about relationships and a lot about how to get people wanting to collaborate. That's how we built our entire business. I think that goes very well in hand with this. And I think that when it comes to money, then it's all about converting relationships into business transactions. And if people trust you and people see that you're delivering results, then that will turn into money. I think that's a very broad answer, but something like that.
So it's not necessarily something actively that you do. It's almost how you think about it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that I'm seeing the bigger picture. I mean, today, great.com is more or less nothing. But in my head, I'm still 50 years ahead in the future. And then we're completely on track for that 50-year plan, because that's kind of how I see it. And that's how I saw Katina as well. I mean, it was never meant to be a small thing, even though we didn't really know where we were going. We always had a big dream and we just went with it.
So you personally have a 50-year plan?
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't have a plan for all the 50. I have a 50-year vision.
A vision.
I can see where I want this 50 years from now. And obviously I haven't put a plan year one, year two, year three, year four. But for me, this is a purpose. I mean, the biggest purpose of Greats is for me to be happy. And I feel happy when I'm contributing and when I'm adding value and when I'm building on something. And I believe that that's what everyone needs to be truly fulfilled. So for me, the second goal with Great is to be able to give that mission to other people. So for anyone who wants to be part of this team or can be a part of this team will feel that this is the best thing they can use their life with. They can really do whatever they're passionate about. If that's programming or designing or whatever it is, they can do that in a company that will both do cool things, but then give everything away to the best possible charities. So that's like the second part of this, is that anyone else will actually have a lot of meaning to their lives. And the third part is that we will actually help a lot of people who will get the benefits of receiving the money and be part of all these charities that actually receive the funds from us. So at the end of the day, it's all of these different things. And in my head, in 50 years from now, we do affiliate marketing for basically every product there is out there. And we've become a partner of more or less everyone that works within online marketing, that works within the media space, and have managed to become a charity project that everyone feels involved with, that anyone who's running a media agency feels that they're a part of this. Anyone who's running everything with a product, whatever it is, wants their product to be compared with us because they feel that, wow, this really adds value to the world and they can really contribute this way. So I want to make it easy for anyone to contribute. And there is all of these different things in my head that just make sense. And I just know that we're going to get there. It's going to take time. I don't know how the road looks. There is so many questions, Mark, that I have no clue how to solve at the moment. But to me, it's a clear vision of where I want it to become.
So because Great has this huge vision behind it, is that part of the reasoning why you had to own the domain great.com?
Yeah, definitely.
Because it wasn't a cheap domain.
No, it was $900,000. And I've gotten a lot of questions like, okay, if you're going to do a charity project, why don't you just donate $900,000? And it's a very valid question. And I don't know if the best approach is to buy a 900,000 domain name. But I want to donate billions. I don't want to donate millions. And to be able to donate billions, I need to invest. And I think that if you want to build a company that's one of the leading companies in the world, a name is so, so important. It can really make it or break it. Or at least it can make 10% difference. And if it's a really big company, then 10% is a lot more than $900,000. So that's basically the logic behind it, that if I'm going to build something great, I want to start with a great name. And when I have all of these crazy ideas that people just don't look at and consider like, wow, you did not think this through, then it helps to have a good domain name, have a good vision behind it. It's like the brand already gives me some trust with this. If I were to come here and say that I was going to build the online casino guide 123.com and give everything away, no one would buy into that at all.
.biz. Yeah. And I mean, it's an asset, right? I mean, it's not like the money's just there. If you want to sell great.com at some point, you can, and the value's there. and you'll hopefully increase the value of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's one of the good things. It's hard to wear out the domain name.
Right. And I know that affiliate marketing is sort of a very, very secretive sort of industry. People like to just not share what they are doing, but can you share with us at all? Like what, like you have great.com, you've built Katina, you know how to do this, you have this domain. It's obviously not great.com/this, like different pages on that site. It's completely different websites. Where are you starting? If you want to be in every industry in the world, where do you start?
I'm starting with casino because that's what I know. So I'm starting with my home field and where I already got the contacts, where I know how the business works and where I know there's a lot of money. So it's going to be started in those places where I already know how they work.
So is that in competition with Katina?
Well, yeah, it will be. But I don't have any closes that relates to that anymore. I'm not going to launch anything anytime soon. So there will be plenty of time before that's an issue. But yeah, in the long run, it will be competition.
In the long run, it will be, but at this point, it's not.
No, exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I don't launch anything and why it's not that much information out there, is that it's, I don't want to start competing. I don't have any clauses or anything that ties me not to compete anymore. All of those have expired. But I'm in no rush doing so, and that's part of it. I mean, I don't want to be in that situation.
So will you be open on sort of the revenue side then with Great and showing what it is you're making, not necessarily where from, but where that money's also going?
Yeah, part of this is that I want to be ridiculously transparent. I even want to show all employees and what salaries they have. And have you heard of Buffer, that company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Buffer is this company that's very transparent. They show like, this is all the employees, this is their salaries, these are all of these things. And I want to take that one step further and even show, these are all our clients, this is what we're invoicing them, and this is what we're doing with the money. So basically put everything online, which is another way to build trust, another way to attract great talents. And I think it's also a very valid strategy for online marketing and SEO. If we're doing things that are extreme in that way, people will also want to partner up with us. They will link to what we're doing, and that's part of the SEO strategy.
Right.
So transparency, it's good in many ways for us. And I mean, I want to give everything away. And if someone want to replicate our business strategy and give everything away, I'm totally fine with that. Anyone can compete with us. I'm happy to give them whatever secret I got. And that's just good. And I don't think that most of this would work if you're not going to give it away, because it's harder to be transparent and it's harder to be fully honest. And if you're not giving it away. So that's basically the business model, is give everything away and feel free to copy our ideas.
What does the team at Great look like right now? Like what size are you?
We're 6 people. So it's a small team at the moment.
Nice. Yeah, and are you actively growing or hiring?
We're not hiring as of now, because I want to get the team as it is working at the moment. We're going to look for product people soon, so people that can take on the product development and the tech side of things. But I want to build everything remote. So I want to have a 100% remote organization. And one of the things that we're working on right now is, how do we get that working perfectly with just 6 people? Because if you can't make it work with 6 people, it's going to be really hard when we're 60. And it's tricky to do something when it's fully remote. How do you replace the talking by the coffee machine? How do you have meetings in a good way? We're currently 6 people spread over 3 countries, 4 countries actually, 1 in London, 1 in Malta, 3 in Stockholm, and 1 in Florida. And one of the guys in Stockholm are moving to the Philippines. So we will be basically across the globe and we're over 6 people.
So what's your thinking behind being remote this time?
One of the biggest challenges that we have in Katina is to keep the staff. And it's not because that we're not a good employer, it's because we're based in a very small country where people go for adventure. So Malta is a country with 400,000 people. So it's quite easy to attract talent, a lot of people come, but the hard part is getting them to stay for more than a couple of years. And usually it's not even the person who is employed who wants to leave, it's their spouse or their kid or their parents that get sick and they need to move out. So we're losing a lot of talent due to the limitations of being in a small country. And to me, the other option would be like Stockholm. And the big problem with Stockholm is that it's crazy expensive. So people can't move there. It's really hard to find a place to live. People have to commute a lot and it's tricky wherever. And there is all of these kind of problems with basically any city in Europe. And you got the language barrier where when you go somewhere. So the logic is basically that I think that we're losing out on some parts. It's going to be trickier to keep people together. It's going to be trickier to have meetings and all of these things. But if you can hire from the entire world, and anyone can keep working even if they want to move from one country to another, then suddenly you're on top of the game in many ways. And I believe that if it's hard to keep people staying in one place working now, then 10 years from now, that's going to be ridiculously hard. So if we already now prepare for what we believe will happen 10 years from now, we will be among the best in the world at remote control and remote offices when it's actually the most important part.
I love in so many different aspects, it seems, of your life and your business life, is this looking sort of forward thinking, 10 years, 50 years, all these things for sort of the big vision of it. And it's not just like stuck right here in this moment.
Thank you.
But it also, this has been a fascinating conversation, but I do want to wrap up on this one final question, Eric, which sort of ties into this well. It's this idea I'm working with calling the entrepreneurial gap, which I feel like oftentimes as dreamers, as entrepreneurs, we're always pushing ourselves into the future, right? Always when you get to that next step, when you make that next hire, when you hit that next revenue goal, whatever it happens to be, that's when it feels like we'll see ourselves as successful. But as you've already talked about, I mean, you made a crap ton of money in one day when you got to leave or sell part of Katina, and it was great for like 2 weeks, but then you wanted to know what else there is. And so you're working on that, but you've accomplished a lot more than most people accomplish at your age. And so I know you want to go forward, but instead of looking forward right now, could you stop and turn around and look behind you, Eric, at this sort of whole journey that you've been on, the highs, lows, wins, and losses, and tell me how you feel about all of it up till today?
I got goosebumps from that question. It's a really good question and something I should spend a lot more time with. When I just stand here, I actually just stood up. I turned around to look back to see this life. I feel gratitude. I feel that I'm very proud of my accomplishments. I feel that I'm pushing myself too much at the moment instead of just standing here and looking at this beautiful line of accomplishments that I've had before. I think this is something that most people should spend more time thinking about what they actually have accomplished and pat themselves on the back and give themselves some more credit than they do. I have a friend and we met a couple of weeks ago and we started talking about this deep conversation he had with another friend of mine about, man, we are good. And they just sat there all evening talking about how good they were. And afterwards, like, we should do this more often. We are actually a lot more good than we give ourselves credit for. And that's something that I want to bring more into my life. Actually sitting back, just enjoying what I've accomplished and giving myself credit for it. And I think that goes for most people out there, that give yourself some credits. All of us have accomplished good things. All of us have been through a lot of hard times and we've managed to get through them. So, and it's a really good question.
Nice. I love it. Great answer too. So,
thank you.
So the company is great.com. I'll link to it in the show notes for everyone to go check out. It sort of tells the story behind it. There's some videos on there with Eric talking about it. Also, ericbergman.se is your personal website, which I'll also link to in the show notes for everyone. I'm going to try and find this altamalta.com, which is your girlfriend's site.
I'll send you the link to it so they can check it out. It's in Swedish, but they will get the idea.
Yeah, and Google Chrome will translate it for us. But I'll also link to that in the show notes for everyone so that it's easy for you to find, as well as Katina Media, because we talked about that a lot. You can go see what it is that Eric has built previously. But Eric, this has been a fascinating conversation. I'm super happy that you joined me and shared so openly. I can't wait to see where exactly you take Great, but I know it's going to be impressive, impressive places. So we'll have to have you back on in a year or two and just see where exactly that has been. But once again, man,
I'm happy to come back.
Yeah, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for sharing. And just keep doing what you're doing, man, because it's awesome to watch.
Thank you. Have a lovely day, John. Thank you for the conversation.
All right, we've made it through the conversation, which means we've also made it to the part in the show where we're going to go back and we're going to find that one thing that Eric said. Are you ready? All right, let's do this. Let's find the hack.
And you can just partner up with hotels.com. So you only need to partner up with one partner. And you can do that through various systems out there. And all you need to do then is be ranking a little bit on Google for keywords around hotels in Bahamas. And you can choose a lot smaller destination than Bahamas to start with. If you're from a small place in Canada, start with that place and you can actually provide valuable information and you can learn about it. And it's not going to be that hard to earn $400 a month if you put some effort into it.
And that's the hack. Eric. I love this. So you're out there listening. You've probably wondered before, how would I start a business online? And you've probably been told before that affiliate marketing is a great way to do it. Or you already have a business, but you would still like to get into affiliate marketing. So here's the thing. It seems often, and I've been guilty of this, but Eric just told you specifically how to earn, not that hard, he says, with some effort to get to $400 a month. And I think, and I went on to say this, but I think a lot of people think that that's where sort of affiliate marketing ends. Eric is somebody who started in 2010 with his friend doing this. And 6 years later, he went public with his company. So there is almost no top end to what you can do with affiliate marketing. And somebody who has done it over and over and over again has just told you what to do. Pick travel. We all know where we are from. We all know where we live, or at least our hometown. We know more about that than most people in the world do. And even if not a lot of people go travel there, people still do all the time. And they need hotels. Go to hotel or just Google hotels.com affiliate program. You'll find out how to sign up for it. Write a small guide or get somebody to write one for you. And then create some content around it. You don't even have to rank number one for this stuff. But if you're in a smaller place, a smaller town like where I come from, it really wouldn't be that hard because there's nobody else really competing with you. For all the times you've wanted something to execute on, somebody who has done affiliate marketing beyond anything I actually thought possible for affiliate marketing, who is Eric, just told you specifically how to do it and how to earn at least $400 a month with some effort. Go for it. And Eric, thank you so very, very much. All right, that was a lot of fun. I really, really, really enjoyed that. Hacktheentrepreneur.com is the site. Go there, you'll see the podcast up on the top. Click on the podcast, you'll find Eric's episode. In his episode, I will include lots of links. Links to his girlfriend's travel website so you can see how, with somebody who lives with him, how they would create a travel website. And then also, I wrote an article on affiliate marketing with very sort of tactical where to find the affiliate offers, all this sort of stuff on the blog. And I'll also link to that in the show notes for you, as well as great.com and some of these maybe bingo sites that he might have played around with earlier, if we can track those down. All right. As always, I appreciate you stopping by so much, whether it was your first time or whether you've been here many, many times. Hack the Entrepreneur is the place for you to be. Don't forget, get on that email list, join the community. We have a lot of fun there. And I don't know, it's been fun. So until next time, just keep hacking the entrepreneur.